Welcome to our debate today. Our motion is that Sparta was the best city-state in all of ancient Greece. We have our for team, those supporting Sparta, and our against team, those from Athens. Would our first speaker from the for team like to stand up and start?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here for the for side, Spartan. I have read, and we believe, and it is a true proven fact, that Sparta is the best city-state. We educate our children in bravery and strength. Thank you.
Okay, the opposition team. Should we just have our first speak?
We disagree with the motion. Charles and Jaden are doing education and children. Sally and Haile are doing women's life. Muhammad and Abdullah, interaction with other city-states. Baron and Joseph are doing lifestyle. Sky and Sarah, politics.
According to our research, the population between Athens and Sparta is a difference by 40,000. Athens has 140,000 for their population, but Sparta has 100,000. So we still don't understand what happened, the Spartans, but we found out on a website, a certain website, and most of them were caused by slaughtering children newborn from sickness, with no treatment or caring for the newborn.
Athens, at least they didn't have unnecessary punishments for some things. For example, if children have been beaten for not being brave enough, and sometimes have been left in the forest to die. Okay. Also, some babies have been born deformed have been slaughtered, and children are beaten in Sparta. Just so they could become brave.
The reason is that has been happened because we need strong warriors for our army, and we will not have weak children come and destroy our chance of beating Athenians. Girls attended government school and also played sports with other Greek girls, something other city-states didn't have the opportunity to do. How do you feel about that?
Thank you.
Just because you want to make strong warriors doesn't mean you need to kill the weak.
Athen women were treated equally with men and towards. Athen women were treated equally towards men as well, and they were educated in the same way, not differently.
Spartan women were not allowed to wear makeup.
What is science, art, and math going to do when somebody raids you?
Was it your rebuttal, darling, or your argument?
My argument.
Athens was at the center of the area, an area known as Attica. The area became wealthy and powerful partly because of rich deposits of marble, lead, and silver.
The city's famous Parthenon temple was built in 438 BC. It was built to precise dimensions and over the centuries has been used as a mosque and a storeroom for ammunition.
In ancient Sparta, reading and writing were not very important, so they were taught as a secondary skill for both boys and girls. Education was very military focused for boys and girls, so most of the skills they learned in schools were combative and war center.
Men were the only people considered citizens, so they did the most around the town. Men went to markets, sold good in the market, had jobs to take care of, took care of the land, met with friends to discuss politics, and went to temples to worship. Men were the only one allowed a formal education, and it's better for them because they did more than Spartans instead of staying in the house training children.
The boys would learn survival skills and other skills vital to begin a soldier. Because the Spartan government wanted Spartans to be tough and strong, they weren't given enough food or clothing, so they were encouraged to steal, but if they were caught, they would be beaten.
Sparta was a monarchy, and they were forced with no freedom. Athens was the first known democracy, and they were free.
To conclude, without a doubt, we strongly believe that Athens were the best because
the Athenian men and women were treated equally.
Education was a priority.
Athens made many connections with other city-states.
However, Spartan's second language was war.
Children were forced to leave home at 7 years old, made to run around in the streets naked, just so they didn't have to get married.
So, if you still believe that Sparta was the best city-state, even though they were cruel and they were so prejudiced against the women, against children, the who are weak, then I don't know who can convince you.
Go.
And on the school day, we wore crimson tunics and crimson boots, other than Athens, who wore cloth pants and a cape.
We used to train fiercely to protect ourselves from our enemies.
What would education have done in an age of war? Education was not our number one priority because war was always happening outside at Sparta.
Fantastic for a neck job. Guys, everybody needs to have spoken to us about the next year. And we should make some of those two guys in the next year.
Agriculture was so violent and unfair to poor and rich children. Testing children if they were strong or weak by putting them in the middle of nowhere is making you lose soldiers.
Today we'll be talking about lifestyle